7:20 on a Wednesday, excuse me, a Tuesday morning. Joining us now in our studios is Northfield's Superintendent of Schools, Dr. Matt Hillman. Matt, good morning.
Good morning, Jeff. You know, I typically have that effect on people wishing it was tomorrow already.
Boy, we are in the hazy, lazy, crazy days of summer. You know, it. I would think that things move at a different pace at the school in the summer. I don't know if that's true, but, you know, it seems like every time I drive by, like, the high school in that area, there's more people than I would think. There are more cars out there than I would think. Are you guys, what happens at the school in the summertime?
Yeah, you know, there's the old thought that, you know, oh, summer's here, so everyone goes home. And you know, that's one of those things. The people who work in our district offices or our custodial crew or those folks kind of do a little chuckle and are polite to folks. But, you know, there's a lot of activity that happens in the summer with staff who are in for various pieces, whether that be all of our elementary staff that we're in for an extra day to finish some literacy training just after the end of the school year, whether that be several hundred students who attend summer school in Northfield. And I think when people think of summer school of yesteryear, they think, oh, kids are at summer school because they didn't do well enough during the year, and that's not the case at all. Actually, our summer programming is really enrichment-based, and of course there is some focus on kids who might have some at-risk factors, you know, to make sure that their summer learning continues. And Daryl Keller, who is the director of Northfield ALC, Area Learning Center, also coordinates our summer school programming. And, you know, they've really had some ingenious ways of mixing in academics in a slightly different, you know, way of instruction with some providing kids some real great opportunities to experience some things in the afternoon. They've had some various themes, you know, about there's trips to the pool. There's all sorts of things that lots of kids get to do in the summer. But in our summer school programming, it's mixed in with some specialized academic support and helping kids make sure they maintain the skills that they have that they learned during the school year and try to even accelerate them, preventing that summer slide. We do, of course, have the traditional what we call credit recovery summer school for kids in high school who, you know, need some extra opportunities to continue to gain credits toward graduation. Again, another great program that we have. So lots of student things happening in the summer, and then I've counted there are 92 days between the end of the school year and the time that students arrive. And within that time, there's a lot of work that has to be done. Our custodial crew works very hard, you know, to make sure that they are able to break things down, do a good thorough cleaning of each building, and then make sure that they have everything back together by the time teachers come back in late August. And a number of other projects, you know, throughout the community. You're going to notice in the coming weeks some work being done on the Northfield Middle School driveway again. Mm-hmm. This is the loop toward the main entry to the building. As I've been told, there are 237 steps from the parking lot to the main door. Well, actually, in the middle of that loop where there's a little bit of an island, we're actually putting some additional parking in there, specifically some handicap area. So that, you know, folks who have disabilities who need to have a little bit of a closer parking spot to the door can do so. So some of our traveling staff who we share between the middle school and high school have an opportunity to, you know, be able to have a little bit closer parking for parents who are just dropping something off. So I think that that's going to be a substantial improvement. We're doing some work on the middle school pool. Again, Northfield Middle School is about 15 years old, so there's some things that need to be done. You're going to see at the high school, they're resurfacing the tennis courts. We're installing a wheelchair lift in the gymnasium on the side of the gym that leads to the weight room. That's an area that had been a very difficult area for folks to access who are wheelchair bound, and so we're installing that wheelchair lift, very similar to the wheelchair lift we have at the pool, if listeners have seen that in the past. Some other concrete work at Northfield High School at Sibley Elementary. Again, built in the 60s, they're replacing some of the cabinetry in classrooms. So a lot of things that are happening this summer. Jim Kalseth, our buildings and grounds director, this is his busiest time of year. Our human resources and our finance department, they're making sure they get everybody hired for the beginning of the year. Finance is closing out the fiscal year that ends this Friday, getting everything started and ready for next year. So, you know, while there's a different cadence in the summer because we don't have, you know, 4,000 students and parents and all that stuff dropping off every day, it is certainly not quiet.
So other than that, there's not much going on.
Not too much going on.
Well, yeah, it is a
our
very
tech
busy
services
time.
Department, all the work that they do to get stuff ready. So you could go down the line.
Let's talk about, one thing I wanted to mention that I kind of flashed on when you were going through that, when you were talking, is there still such a thing as the summer slide? We used to hear about that. Now, education has changed probably significantly in the last decade or so. Are we still concerned with that summer slide? Are there things that that the school district does to address that?
You know, we're still very much concerned, with the summer slide, and what researchers will tell you that it's very clear that that exists. And it exists especially, it exists for everyone, but it's even more challenging, for kids who come from lower socioeconomic homes. And so there's a lot of different efforts, throughout Northfield and the nation to try to help mitigate that summer slide. And so some of it is very simple. I'm looking across to what I think is one of the most beautiful facilities in Northfield, our Carnegie Public Library. And Teresa Jensen and her staff, coordinate and collaborate with the school. We have a librarian who comes into, elementary schools to make sure that kids know about the library. The book bike, which I think is one of the best innovations of outreach. In fact, I was just talking with Hope Langston, our director of assessment services, and she and her husband drove the book bike last week, and she said, "You can't believe how many kids are coming out to get books." The new Booker, which is just beautiful. There are those kinds of things that in Northfield as a community we're trying to reach out to folks so that kids have an opportunity. The biggest thing that I think, there's two things I think can happen to mitigate the summer slide. And I wrote about it in an article for the Northfield News here a couple weeks ago. Number one, reading is an all-the-time venture. And so getting books in the hands of kids, however that be, whether that be, from a public library, through a tablet at your home, through your own personal library, the little free libraries that just seem ubiquitous through Northfield, you got to love seeing those on your walks. The Rotary Literacy Program, where there's all sorts of books in various businesses. Anything we can do to get kids to keep reading over the summer is great. And then any kind of time we can get kids different kinds of experiences, like, trips to various museums or to parks or those other kinds of light, that gives them context for learning. And that's so important. And then my wife, the former math teacher, always reminds me we've got to make sure we keep kids thinking about numeracy and counting and skip counting and estimating and all those kinds of things that you can do on a car ride to, I suppose that car rides are different now that we have access to, some technology that kids can use. But I remember the days of trying to count how many license plates I saw from a particular state on a cross-country trip. So anything we can do to keep those skills fresh with reading, I think being at the top of the list. And, of course, we send some materials home with kids over the summer. But, again, things like the Northfield Library's Book Bike, a great partnership with Northfield Promise, Booker, all those different kinds of things. Northfield's an education community, and so we all take it as our responsibility to make sure kids keep learning over the summer.
I think that book bike has become the 21st century Zamboni. Everybody wants to ride.
That's right.
Everybody wants to ride the book bike. Hey, let's we have some time. We want to talk about some facilities, that's a large topic. But I guess we can kind of focus on what's happening with some new facilities. Of course, the referendum last year. We're going to have a new referendum this year. Let's
possibly.
Let's talk about that. What's new in that front?
Sure. And if I can just wind back a little bit to the beginning, just to give people some context that the master facilities plan that was adopted by the board in 2016 intended to take a broad look at all of our facilities and their needs over a period of about a decade. The development of that plan, if folks remember. At that time, we didn't use the traditional let's invite 30 people to the table and hash it out. We actually blew the doors open and invited anybody in who wanted to come, and we had hundreds of people attend we had 25 stakeholder meetings over a period of about 2 years. And so, that plan was developed with substantial, community input, but one of the things that we learned during the referendum campaign last fall, informational campaign, was despite that effort, we weren't as successful as we would have liked to have been in bringing in all sorts of different voices and perspectives to that process. And we've learned from that. I think the key thing in any organization is as you move forward, if there's something that doesn't go the way you had hoped, you don't pout about it, you don't cry about it, you learn and you say, okay, what's next? How can we make this better for the next time? So just to come back to that master facilities plan was developed over a couple of years. We've talked about those couple of dozen meetings, hundreds of people involved. But as we know, the voters are always right, and the voters could not support the bond referendum last fall. Of course, we're so grateful for the operating levy passing because 60 school districts were cutting this spring, we're not one of them. We don't see ourselves being one of them for the next several years, and that's because of the generosity of the Northfield community. But on the other side of the bond issue, they just couldn't support it. And we don't ever, again, you don't cry, you don't pout, you just say, okay, what can we learn from this and what's next? So the follow-up, you know, to the bond referendum results last November included just a lot of feedback that Northfield High School and the, you know, $74 million price tag, you know, was something that was just too much for people to swallow at that point, along with the other elementary projects that we had been looking at. And so we always look at how can we triangulate our data. So that was information that came from people, you know, straight at us in terms of visits in the coffee houses, you know, people who contacted us and explained, you know, their thought process afterwards. And so the board, our school board, is an outstanding public body because they really do listen and they really take that feedback seriously. We have facility needs. So we discussed that this winter, and we just really looked through that post-election information that we got. We determined we needed to go back and do a defined facilities action team. And so, as you know, we had approximately 30 members from the community. It included community members with a variety of opinions on the previous bond referendum. Quite a few who were vociferously in support of it. Many others who just could not support the bond referendum and were, I think, kind enough and professional enough to share that opinion publicly. So that group met several times, and at the last meeting we said, we kind of ran it like a political convention, saying, you know, give us something, a recommendation you'd like the board to hear, and if someone made a motion, I think the board should consider this. If it got a second, it went into a digital form that, after the 15 different things were brought forward, they got firsts and seconds, just like a public meeting. Everyone there got a chance to vote on it, and they got to watch the results live. And so the board then heard that feedback, you know, through one regular meeting, and then we've dissected it over a couple of work sessions and two additional meetings. And, you know, what has risen to the top has been the focus on early education. And it goes back to the summer slide a little bit that we talked about before, Jeff, because what we know, if we look at the community has said, school district, we know that you have some facility needs, but you need to make sure that you prioritize them for us so that we don't have to try to eat the entire apple at once, if you will. And so as we looked at the feedback, almost 60% of that 30-member team suggested that the elementary projects come ahead this fall. About another 20%, 15 to 20% of those folks said that they could live with it coming forward this fall. And so I think the key thing is that focus on early education, ranging from the early childhood component, which would happen with a refurbished Greenville Park Elementary, you know, ranging to also providing some additional space at Bridgewater and Sibley in terms of with some small additions there. So, you know, people really talked about, and when the time came to give their vote, if you will, to the board, said, you know, we really need to prioritize these elementary projects because everything that we do for elementary kids has a significant return on the investment. And so just to remind folks what our elementary projects are, that elementary projects component includes the construction of a new elementary school on the Greenville Park campus, right across the parking lot from the current building. It would refurbish the current Greenville Park school into an early childhood center. And again, that would allow us to take our programming from the Northfield Community Resource Center and Longfellow School, put those all under one roof, which we think would be really good. You know, we are already accessing a couple of dozen state scholarships for high-quality preschool. What we know is that for every dollar we spend on high-quality preschool, there's a $16 return on that investment. That's not me who says that. That's Art Rolnick, former vice president of the Minneapolis Federal Reserve, who has studied this, has got numerous studies on it, has confirmed it. And so the scholarship model, we could actually offer more scholarships to low-income kids in Northfield to make sure they have a high-quality preschool experience, but it's the one place in the district we are totally out of space right now. Anyone who's been in the Greenville Park building know it was constructed as an innovative facility where you could look from one side of the building across to the other. We talk about having flexible spaces. Frankly, that's a little bit too flexible, Jeff, and we'd like to have a little bit more definition for our K-5 students, thus the suggestion for a construction of a new elementary school. And then when we talk about at Bridgewater and Sibley, you know, what we're talking about is just simply at Bridgewater adding an office to the front of the current entrance, again, creating a secure front entrance so that once the school day starts, visitors would have to pass through the office to get into the building. The current office would be renovated into special education space. That creates a domino effect to where we would be able to have some more general education space freed up from special ed, leaving what rooms were actually originally designed for general classroom space. Very similar at Sibley by adding a new cafeteria and kitchen, expanding the media center into part of the cafeteria, and then using part of the cafeteria and kitchen for some additional space for special education. Again, freeing up space, you know, for general education classrooms. Now, both at Sibley and at Bridgewater, we do have space concerns. So a bond referendum in this case would relieve some space pressure there. Those buildings are both at almost 600 students, and they're nearing capacity. It's not a crisis, you know, but we're seeing where that crisis could be, and we want to provide a little bit of relief. As part of this, the district office would move to Longfellow, where the preschool had left. ALC would stay on the second floor. We think Longfellow, built in 1948, great building, not so great for small kids anymore, but we think it's a fine place for the superintendent and other district offices to work, again, leveraging our investment in that building. Now, no new work would happen at the middle school, and no new work would happen at the high school, but by the district office leaving our current space, that would also help Northfield High School to be able to free up some space there for them to bring the programming from the Rock House back in from that small ranch house that's at the corner of Division and Jefferson Parkway. We actually have to bus some special needs students out there. It's a life skills program. Of course, that would allow us to eliminate that operational expense, and kids could get those life skills in an apartment-like setting within their current facility. One thing I just want to make sure people know is that, rightfully so, there are some skeptics among us who might say, well, I think, you know, the district might just let the high school go. You know, they're not going to do the maintenance. You know, they said there was $14 million in maintenance over 10 years. They're probably just going to let that go so that they can bring, you know, their bond referendum back and say, well, the building's in terrible condition. I'm looking you in the eye right now, Jeff. I talked with you before about some of the improvements we're doing at Northfield High School this past this summer. Mm-hmm. Tennis courts, the wheelchair lift, you know, some concrete work, you know, those kinds of things. I have to look at people in the grocery store and at church. I'm not going to ever authorize a strategy that would say we're just going to let our facilities go to gain some kind of advantage in a future campaign. To me, that would be unethical. You know, now we may, if a board is considering, you know, seriously considering some kind of bond, you may make a decision about a project. We would have liked to have done the tennis courts last year, but we intentionally waited 1 year just to have the results of that. But we're not going to just let the building go, because why would the community trust us at all with any new money if we don't take care of what we already have? So I just want to assure listeners is that, you know, we are going to continue to do those base improvements at Northfield High School. We're looking at how we have a plan to create a more secure front entryway. We have a plan to apply for a school safety grant from the state for a lot of work at Northfield High School, should we be able to get it. So the elementary projects are what the board is considering for the ballot in November. It's not formally decided yet, but that's what they're strongly considering. But I just want to assure people that we're not going to let the high school go. Will the high school come back at some point? Yes, it will. How long will it be? I don't know the answer to that. But we're going to take care of that facility. We're going to maintain it, because that's what the public expects us to do.
All right. Once again, we're talking with Superintendent Matt Hillman. I got to tell you, this is the easiest interview I've had since I used to talk with Skip Boyum about swimming.
Well, you know, Jeff, I've been told I can carry, you know, I can make a 20-minute interview into a 30-minute interview pretty easily.
I have one question, yes. And we're kind of short on time here. But and that is, over the course of the summer leading into the new school year and up to Election Day, what are some of the steps that you foresee, or what are some of the options that the school board will be facing?
Sure. So one thing, your listener should have received a gold postcard mm-hmm. in the mail last week inviting people from the community to give us any questions or thoughts they have about the elementary projects. They are subjected to a short video that I had to record trying to explain that in about 4.5 minutes, because, you know, that's how much time people really have anymore. And we asked them just for their thoughts and questions. As of yesterday, we had about 275 people who had done that throughout the district. If you're a listener and you recycle that postcard, you can go to our front page of our website, the instructions to provide your thoughts and questions about a potential elementary project bond issue is there. You can participate there. And then, of course, you saw last year, Jeff, you know, we had a total of 51 public engagements last year, whether that was you know, a presentation, a tour, you know, running a coffee, something like that. And you've seen how we try to communicate with the public, the district. Even people who didn't agree with the bond referendum gave high marks for the quality of communication, the frequency of the communication once the informational campaign started, and folks can expect a similar piece there should the board choose to go ahead. they'll talk about it and hopefully come to some consensus at the July 9th board meeting, and then they'd formally take any ballot action most likely at the first meeting in August, and then we'd move from there.
All right. Superintendent Hillman, thank you so much for joining us. We certainly appreciate it, and we will look forward to talking to you in a couple of weeks. Have a good 4th of July, and hopefully you get a vacation, maybe a little time off with the family at some point.
We will. Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate the opportunity.
Superintendent of Schools, Dr. Matt Hillman.